On July 4th, Digital Globe satellites captured approximately a regiment or more moving through Kadugli town. These are Sudan Armed Forces. They were towing artillery. They had multiple vehicles, including infantry transport, and numbered at least 1,000 troops or more. It's unclear where they were coming from or where they were going, but the size of this movement was over 2 kilometers long.
Is this a major change from the images that you released last week?
The imagery we captured on July 4th as Satellite Sentinel Project shows transport operations both on ground and apparently by air at Kadugli by the Sudan Armed Forces. We captured an IL-76 cargo plane on the ground at Kadugli, either picking up or dropping off personnel and materials. Additionally, we've seen heavy reinforcement. This is consistent with reports that there have been battles between the SPLA and the Sudan Armed Forces in the area around Kadugli, including to the west at Al Hamra and to the southeast as well.
Now, I understand that Satellite Sentinel Project is identifying a recently reinforced SAF installation in Kadugli?
That is correct. That installation has approximately half a dozen artillery positions in it, some of which are visible as being occupied. Additionally, we are seeing vehicles at different locations throughout the town with indications of personnel moving around on the ground. Several weeks ago, we were watching basically an escalation in the Nuba Mountains. Now we are seeing out-and-out combat operations.
Now, a spokesman for the Khartoum government said Southern Kordofan State is in the north, and therefore it has a right to deploy its troops any way it wants to. What's your reaction?
The reaction of Satellite Sentinel Project to that statement is, yes, the government of North Sudan has the right to deploy its troops wherever it wants, but it does not have the right to use heavy weaponry indiscriminately against civilians. And what we've documented is the use of aerial and artillery bombardment, including corroboration with ground photographs against civilian targets throughout the Nuba Mountains. Additionally, we have confirmed reports and have been able to confirm through satellite imagery evidence of displacement over the past month of thousands of people from Kadugli town, and that is not something that the northern government can do.
When we spoke last week, the Satellite Sentinel Project was concerned about the whereabouts of some 7,000 civilians who were initially near the UN peacekeeping compound in Kadugli. Have you gotten any update on those people?
Satellite Sentinel Project is continuing to try to identify the whereabouts of those approximately 7,000 reportedly missing, internally displaced people that we had initially identified evidence consistent with their presence near the UNMISS, the UN Mission in Sudan compound in Kadugli. It's been almost 2 weeks since the status of those IDPs was known. At this point, we have no new information about their whereabouts, but we are continuing to analyze imagery to look for any indication of where they may be.
When you look at all the images you've taken in the recent weeks, what story are they telling you about Southern Kordofan State?
I think that the totality of imagery collected by Satellite Sentinel in the past approximately a month in the Nuba Mountains shows an active conflict underway. The evidence has shown the use of heavy weaponry, including in civilian areas. The imagery has shown clear evidence that civilians have been running for their lives. It is absolutely imperative that the government of North Sudan ceases all operations that indiscriminately target civilian areas and civilian populations.